We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it's been an easier go on two wheels than four around the city today with the Five Borough Bike Tour underway, as we've been telling you all day here on 1010 Winds. Our reporter Holly Hare watching the cyclists fly by in Midtown.
Thousands of riders of all ages are heading up 6th Avenue towards Central Park. Here at 52nd Street, there are cheerleaders and a bicycle repair station for things like broken chains and flat tires. And Tunsar and Gursav Chima are having a great time. Anne has ridden in this once before. It's Gursav's first time.
It's very liberating. And you notice things that you don't ordinarily would notice if you're driving down or even walking down.
It's perfect. The weather is beautiful. It's great to be with friends. After these 2 years, you know, of pandemic, to be all together, everybody's joyful.
The ride started in Lower Manhattan and ends on Staten Island. Holly Hare, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
And the tour is a charity event benefiting Bike New York, which provides free cycling education for New Yorkers. Keep it locked to 1010 Winds, and we will, of course, help you navigate all those road closures today. Well, busy day yesterday for Mayor Adams. He met with all 77 of the NYPD's precinct commanders, as well as police higher-ups, to talk about putting a lid on the city's rising crime rates. After that summit at police headquarters, Mayor Adams said hiring more officers may not be necessarily the answer.
Well, the first order of business is to do is to see, are we properly deploying what we have?
At that meeting at police headquarters, the mayor reportedly said he needs everyone to buy into his war on crime and called on police to be more involved in the communities they serve while asking commanders for their input. A fatal stabbing Saturday night at the Dave & Buster's in Times Square. The NYPD says they responded to a 911 call just before 11 p.m. and found the 39-year-old victim knifed in the chest. He was rushed to St. Luke's, but it was too late. Another man was taken into custody. It reportedly happened in the third-floor game room after an argument turned violent. This was the second of two stabbings Saturday in Times Square. The first happened just after 3 a.m. near a hot dog stand. Police say that one also began with an argument. The victim was taken to Bellevue. No word how he's making out, and no word of any arrests yet either. Now, rallies have been taking place as well across Europe, where May Day is typically a bigger event than here in the U.S. But there are still several happening locally. 1010 Winds reporter Darius Ratzias is at one of them.
Workers are spread out throughout the city to rally support for unions. Beto Sanchez from Memphis says unions are critical.
Workers today are able to enjoy the benefits that we are able to, whether it's the 8-hour workday, whether it's the 5-day workweek. All those were pushed by unions.
Sanchez is one of seven Memphis Starbucks employees who was fired in February after trying to organize a union. Karen Ponce from Borough Park, Brooklyn says she was part of a successful attempt to organize a union at Amazon at JFK Airport. She says working conditions there need to improve, including their commutes.
They're coming from the Bronx, commuting for 2.5 to 3 hours, along with working 10 to 12 hour shifts.
Darius Ryan, 1010 Winds in Union Square.
Meanwhile, tomorrow is another big day for labor organizers in Staten Island. The ballots will finally be tabulated after that union vote by workers at a second Amazon facility. This comes just weeks after employees of a larger Amazon warehouse nearby voted yes to the union, the first at any Amazon facility in the U.S. The results of this second vote are expected to be announced later this evening by the National Labor Relations Board, which is also tasked with deciding whether or not to certify the historic first vote. Amazon is disputing the results of that election and says it wants a redo. Well, the city is about to consider raising taxi fares for the first time in a decade. The Taxi and Limousine Commission has scheduled a virtual public hearing for May 23rd to take up the issue. Bharavi Desai heads the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, and she tells 1010 Winds it isn't only drivers of yellow cabs that are overdue a pay hike.
The Taxi Workers Alliance, you know, we have over 25,000 members. We represent both yellow cab as well as Uber and Lyft drivers. So what we're fighting for is a raise for across the board for all groups of drivers.
A news release from the TLC says that not only have fares not been adjusted in a decade, the effect of the pandemic hasn't been thoroughly evaluated either. It's unclear how much of a fare hike is being considered. 1010 Winds has reached out to the TLC for a comment. Well, the NYPD now on the hunt for whoever fatally shot a food delivery worker in Queens last night. 45-year-old Zuwen Yan was on a scooter making deliveries for a nearby Chinese restaurant when he was gunned down. It happened at 108th Street and 67th Drive in Forest Hills. The victim struck in the chest, police say. According to investigators, the shooter fired several times, then got into a gray or tan sedan and took off. It's not clear if it might have been a robbery attempt or if the victim may have been the specific target.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.